This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 855, Notes from a Conversation with a Current Examiner.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Recently, I sat down with an IELTS examiner who still does exams every single week, and she shared insider tips on why students still get low speaking and writing scores. Listen up for this select exam knowledge.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going good. Yeah. As we're recording, it's a Monday and we are just fired up for this week.
And we know what we're doing. A few weeks ago on the All Ears English podcast, we talked about OKRs, setting goals.
Yes.
Guys, know if you want to know how to really get things done in your life, go and listen to that episode, right? Go over, subscribe.
Seriously.
To All Ears English and check it out. Yeah.
This is such an important idea, and I would love to do an OKR episode for IELTS too, but maybe that's too many OKRs. Because, like, actually, let's quickly explain this, guys,
we probably
so you
should.
Know what we're talking about. So it's a way to organize your goals. It stands for Objectives and Key Results. Basically, why Lindsay and I feel so good about work and life right now is because we're using this system.
Yeah.
And you could apply it to your life for general English, like we talked about on the All Ears English side, but this is perfect for preparing for IELTS. And the more that I think about it, I realize our three key study plans, that's exactly what our three key study plans do.
Yeah, that's true. It's really broken down day by day into, you know, key results based on certain objectives, which are, you know, writing test, the listening test, the speaking test. Guys, it's about being specific and knowing whether or not you accomplish that key result by the end of the time period that you have set. So it holds you 100% accountable, which I love.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why you have to be really smart about when you start doing practice tests, right? Because that's the measure, right? Mm-hmm. Am I achieving this objective, which is to get a 7? No, I am not.
Yeah.
I need to do something else. So it's all in the study plans, guys. If you start practicing too soon, you get depressed, your scores aren't good. Mm-hmm. You really have to have all of this organized for you so you stop wasting your time and you make sure that everything you're learning about IELTS comes from the mind of an examiner, right? That you're just only learning the correct information.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into our topic for today, Jessica, right?
Yes.
Because, of course, our listeners know that you were an examiner for 14 years and you're no longer an examiner, but we still maintain our contacts with certain examiners that we check in on a few times a year, right? To chat with them.
Yes, exactly, guys. Because we are the most up-to-date IELTS resource in the world, right? As soon as anything changes on the test, we could go in, change our course to suit that.
Yep.
We tell you guys about it immediately.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we take it seriously. And that's the reason that you want to work with an online course like us, as opposed to buying a textbook, right? A textbook is static. It can't be changed ever once you've bought it. And we know that, but sometimes we forget that when we go to buy study material, guys. So you can count on our course being updated 100%. So today, Jessica, we are going to go through what you learned from this examiner, and the person is anonymous, of course. But we're bringing you guys the insight. So that is so cool.
Yes, exactly. Okay. We did a couple episodes like this last year as well. So again, guys, like I am maintaining my examiner contacts. Okay. So I still know everything that's going on the IELTS exam. So this first point is, I'm not sure how I feel about this IELTS. I don't like this change IELTS. So one thing that they've already implemented in like almost every country except America is that your writing on the paper test, if you're taking the paper version, you handwrite your essays. In the past, An examiner would stay at the center and grade your essays, usually on that same day, or they come back later in the week, whatever, but they're graded like in person at the test center. Oh. Not anymore, guys. Now, all of your essays, task one and task two, they are scanned and uploaded to a secure IELTS server, and then the examiner can grade it from home or from Starbucks. It doesn't matter. But yeah, so that's a big change. What do you think this would impact students' scores, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, but it's I can see pros and cons for both sides, because I would imagine examiners may have had to stay quite late at the testing center after a long day. I mean, would you typically stay like on a Saturday evening after examining all day? Would you stay late into the night to grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
So that could have lowered the quality potentially, right? In that case. Yeah.
It's true. Mm-hmm. But examiners, at least the ones I've talked to, are not very happy about this change. And that's regarding their compensation, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Because their compensation, right, fancy word for pay, is different. That's changed now because, like, from the IELTS side of things, it's like, oh, well, it's online. You can do it faster. But that's not true.
Oh, no.
Guys, it doesn't matter if it's online or in person. We still have to analyze all the same things, and it takes us as much thought either way. So, examiners are not super happy about this change.
Okay. Well, this is good to know. I mean, you guys don't need to do anything about this. It's just,
correct.
It's insight that you have from behind the scenes. So, you know what's actually happening with your essay. So, just take this for, with a grain of salt, and let's focus then on things that our listeners can control, because this there's nothing we can do about this, right? But it is interesting to know for sure.
Exactly. I know this, guys. This won't impact your scores at all.
Yeah.
But the rest of the stuff will that we're going to talk about. But yeah, again, just like behind the scenes insider information. This is like gossip, right?
Yeah,
like
gossip.
It's interesting. Okay. So regarding more writing stuff, guys, this is good to note. Recently, there was a task one, an academic task one question that had 5 tables to compare.
Ooh.
And according to the examiners I spoke to, nobody did well on that one.
5 tables. That's a lot. So they are having to compare all of those different items in the same essay. That's insane. I mean, what is the typical amount of tables you would have? I mean, what is this deviating from?
So usually, guys, you're most likely to just see one picture, right? Mm. One graph, one chart, one whatever.
Wow.
If it's more than one, it'll usually be just two, like a line graph and a table.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there might be 3 or more. Very rare, but in that case, it's almost always pie charts, right? Because there aren't a lot of numbers on a pie chart, and it's sort of easier to, report about those things. But having 5 tables, that's crazy.
Wow. So what should we do about this now that we know that this is part? I mean, is this just a wild card that happened to show up on one exam, or are we seeing this consistently?
So rare, right? It just happened recently, first time. And this examiner has been working as an examiner for 5 years, and I was an examiner for 14 years and never saw this. So rare. But the thing is, guys, you need to be aware of stuff like this, because this could mean it will happen more in the future, right? So if IELTS throws this out there, it means they're probably going to do this again. Good news is, guys, if you have the 3 keys system, you can do anything. It doesn't matter how many pictures there are, all right?
Yes.
Our super simple 3-step strategy for everything, but for writing task one, it doesn't matter what you get, guys. You use these same strategies for every type of question, okay?
Oh.
So basically, it doesn't matter what you see. You just organize it into 2 groups, and then you choose the most important numbers,
right? That's awesome.
That's it.
I love that. That is such freedom. You know, so our listeners, if you guys really put the time into our course, when you're in 3 Keys IELTS, you follow that study plan, you will learn this strategy. And then you feel a sense of being relaxed on test day, because you don't have to worry. Are you going to get this new question? Or are you not going to get it? That eliminates the uncertainty that you just don't want to deal with on test day.
Exactly, exactly. And guys, we've heard from a lot of great students lately. Tomorrow you're going to hear from another great student, Ivan, who increased his writing score. But last week, Paulina had a good piece of advice because she got past that sticky 6.5, guys. Ivan did too. You'll hear from him tomorrow. But Paulina's advice, right? Just do like one brainstorm a day. She was talking about task two, but this is important for task one too. If you take like 3 minutes a day and just plan a task one question just to like keep proving to yourself that this one strategy works for anything. Mm-hmm. So it feels natural by testing.
Ooh, I love that idea. We prove it to ourselves. So then we have the full confidence. We know, you know, we can tell you guys that it works, but you do need that confidence yourself. And the way to get that is to actually use it in your homework, right? Your brainstorming.
Yes.
So good. So good.
Exactly. That's why the practice is so important, guys, right? Mm-hmm. Every time I teach you something in Three Keys IELTS, you practice it right away.
So good.
Okay. So bad news. I got some bad news here, Lindsay.
All right. Well, I'm ready. I can take it.
Okay. It's not about you. You don't have to take IELTS. You're fine. But guys, still on the exam regarding speaking and writing, we're mostly talking about speaking and writing here. Still mostly 5.5s and 6s, guys. You know why?
Oh, man.
They're not using three key strategies.
Yeah. Clearly, that's the problem. I mean, gosh, if everyone could just use the three key strategies, we'd be looking more at 7s and 8s on writing.
I know. Like, it was last week, I think, was when I had that really interesting conversation with Fiona, also an ex-examiner.
Okay.
And we mentioned this, just like, as we're grading essays, we're like, guys, why aren't you using my strategies? I can tell right away you are not prepared. So, guys, you know, you need a system. You need to know what the examiner wants in your essays. That's it.
Definitely. I mean, guys, don't be like the average student, right? As we said before, the average student is getting 5.5s or 6s on writing and speaking. You can do better, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a side note, I need a new phrase. I say that too often. But as a side note, that's another thing you don't get from textbooks, guys. Like any preparation books for tests. Like they don't explain to you, like as a person, what the examiner person needs to see, right? It's just like really boring sort of step-by-step recommendations and quizzes, right? That's it.
That's a good point, actually, because the exam is, it's alive, right? It's an in-person experience.
Yeah.
You're still sitting in front of an examiner, right?
Exactly.
Of 2020. And so you're dealing with a person and the textbook kind of dehumanizes it, right? It makes it like a piece of paper. It's just not that way. Yeah.
You cannot improve speaking and writing scores with a textbook. Like you can't. Like how? You can't. Good day to you, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want access to the complete system that is based on my years of experience as an IELTS examiner, get into Three Keys IELTS today. Computer version, paper version, academic, or general, we have the course just for your needs. Check it out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, moving on, guys. Here's another thing that you need to be careful of when you're preparing for writing task two, guys. This examiner I was speaking to said that she's seeing more students using sort of memorized phrases, right? Mm. But they're using phrases that do not make sense with what they're writing. So her example that she's seen a lot was students memorizing some impressive like compare and contrast phrase. But they're using it in an essay that is not comparing or contrasting anything. Like they're using it in like a problem solution essay or something. So just guys, again, like this is another reason why you need to learn from a person like us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about memorizing a phrase. You need context.
Yeah.
You need examples.
Yep. And when you learn these things, like in our course, we do video lessons, right? You learn the strategies through a video lesson where you hear the voice of the teacher, right? You hear how it's supposed to sound and you hear everything around it. Something about hearing the voice of how it should sound or how it should be written is going to empower you to really understand the full picture, not just pieces of it. So
exactly. No, exactly. And just examples, guys, model essays that you know are written by an examiner or ex-examiner, right? Like that's key.
Yes.
All right, guys, we have two more tips for you, one for writing. And the last one will be about speaking, because I know we've talked a lot about writing today so far. Now, this surprised me, actually. But she said that still in writing task one, she is still seeing academic essays with no overall trend, no overview, guys. Oh my God, that's the one sentence. If you don't have that one sentence in your task one, it is an automatic five for task achievement.
This is probably just coming again from students not being strategic, not really having an overall strategy. Maybe they're jumping from website to website and they don't know what the important things are. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, guys, you have to have an overall trend to get at least a six in not task achievement, task response. Yeah. So it's just one sentence, guys, but it has to be there. It is, the examiner looks for that first. Before I even read the whole essay, I would look specifically for the overall trend. So I knew, oh, easy. This is a five.
Interesting.
For task, or it's a six or higher.
So it is, it's the one thing that will set you on a path, whether it's towards a seven or higher or a six or below. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Good
so
to know.
Important, guys.
So good to know.
And of course, I tell you exactly how to do that in Three Keys IELTS, guys, and not just like boring overall trend that gets you a six. I teach you how to write an impressive overall trend. Okay. So last thing, Lindsay. What is something that students are still misunderstanding, not doing on their speaking exams?
Yeah, guys, when it comes to the speaking test, it's not all just formal, right? We have to use idioms and slang words, but in the right places. That is the key. Yeah. And are we seeing, is this particular examiner seeing that they are not using these things or using them in the wrong places, or what is it?
Just not even using them at all.
Ooh, even worse, even worse.
Yeah. Guys, we have so many amazing vocabulary episodes. Come back to the website, guys, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. We have so many amazing vocabulary episodes, guys. And on our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. So much great vocab there, guys. But like, how do we learn that systematically? Yeah, you can't just like collect a thousand different words that I've taught you. You need to have a system like a vocabulary notebook that, again, we teach you how to do that in Three Keys IELTS, guys. Every single problem that examiners tell me they see on the test, we solve in Three Keys IELTS. All of it, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Get immediate access. Start on the study plan, stop wasting your time, and we guarantee that it increases your score.
Yeah, and as soon as you join, guys, you can get into our private Facebook group where you are in there, you are introducing yourself, telling us your target score, and immediately you've got a community around you, and that's what you don't have in a textbook, right? And that is so, I'm seeing how important that is more and more as the community gets bigger and bigger. They are in there supporting each other. It's huge, where you ask questions and you get answers from a member of our team as well, guys. So very cool.
And I still post like two challenges every week, guys, to get you brainstorming, to give you more tips that we don't say on the podcast, and monthly writing contests. Like, oh,
yeah, that's
it's
true.
The best writing community. It's the best IELTS community on Facebook for
it's sure. It's so good. It's so good. So, guys, go over there. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Choose your plan, basic personal coach or personal coach gold. If you want the most feedback and the, you know, you want everything inside the course, that is your option. Okay. Hey guys, see you there.
Yes, awesome. And still the only computer course in the world.
Yes. All right, Jessica, this has been great. I'm looking forward to the next time you have a chance to sit down with this particular examiner and give us the next update a couple months down the road, okay?
I know. I feel so special having like insider VIP knowledge, guys. All right, Lindsay, thanks for coming on IELTS Energy today.
Yeah, thanks as always, Jessica. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.